This call is being recorded.
Thank you for joining us for this month's WOLD The Tree. We're beginning this morning hearing from Amy Byrne Henderson, the branch manager at our Crest Hill branch. Amy, can you let us know about your upcoming programs that we can look forward to?
Sure thing. Like Jenny said, my name is Amy Byrne, and I'm the branch manager here at the Crest Hill branch. We've got some great programs coming up in for the rest of June and into July that I want to share with you. Please note that a lot of these programs do require registration, so you'll want to stop in or give us a call so that we can get you on our lists. First up tonight at 6:30, we have Coal Black Exotics coming in. This will be a fun program that you can bring your grandkids, nieces, nephews to. They'll bring in some fun and interesting animals that you'll be able to see and touch. Tomorrow morning, we have a program by Triad for Seniors about pre-planning your funeral. It starts at 9 a.m., which you know is before our regular start time at 10, but you can just come up to the front doors and you'll be able to be let in for that. On Wednesday, June 27th at 6 o'clock, listen to historical performer Dr. Leslie Goddard perform 10 People from Illinois Who Changed the World Besides Abraham Lincoln. If you've never seen Dr. Goddard perform before, you definitely want to come to this one. And then the next night, Thursday the 28th, we're bringing back Trivia Night. We're having it here at the Crest Hill branch. It's sponsored by Giovanni's Restaurant and Pizzeria, where you'll be able to munch on appetizers, enjoy an adult beverage, while your team of four or fewer answer trivia questions to win prizes. And there is a fee of $10 per team. So now into July. Because of some room scheduling difficulties, there will be no sit and stay fit classes in July. On the second Wednesday of every month in July, on the 11th, Lockport Township Financial Aid will be with us from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. This program is available to Lockport Township residents who may qualify for assistance with rent or mortgage or utilities. On Thursday the 12th at 6, author and jet setter Cynthia Clampett will present travel savvy tips. On Wednesday, July 18th, a Humana representative will widen your toolbox of tricks on remaining positive when the negative aspects of life happen, with the presentation Positive Thinking When Life Gives You Lemons. On Sunday, July 22nd, Luis Penaherrera will present Suburban Gardening 101. Topics to be discussed are rain barrels, solar power, automated watering system, container and shelf gardening, composting, worm farming, and wheatgrass trays. On Wednesday, July 25th, AARP Tech will be joining us for a couple of iPhone classes. You have to sign up with AARP Tech. So see our program guide, stop in, or give us a call, and then we can help you out with the registration. Our monthly trivia night for July is on Thursday the 26th at 6:30. On Tuesday, July 31st, Eileen from Journey Care will present for the Love of Food, Tips and Tastes from Around the World. Learn new ideas for preparing meals for small groups and yourself. And because I know so many of you calling in have probably had many interactions with our adult librarian, Andrew, throughout the years. He's been with us for a long time. Well, he is leaving us. His last day is on July 5th. We're planning a going away party where the public will be able to come in and say goodbye to him also. So just stay tuned for those details. And we'll put out the date on social media and we'll write a blog post about it on our blog, whiteoakblogs.org. Thank you so much, and I hope to see you soon.
Thanks, Amy. That was lots of great programming coming up in June and July. So, as she said, please do call us and register for those, or you can do that online as well. But if you need any help, give us a call. Our main number is 815-886-2030, and you can choose the branch to speak with. And we're moving on. We're going to hear from Pat from our Lockport branch. Let's see.
Branch Library in particular is being treated as some wonderful community art projects thanks to the Gaylord Building securing an NEA grant to sponsor artists to work in Lockport this summer. It's called Unlock, Merging Art and Industry in Lockport. And artist John McDavid has started a large mural in our building on the first floor in Children's Services. The 10-by-5-foot mural depicts important moments in Lockport's history, and I invite all of you to stop in and see the work in progress. However, you can do more than just stop in and look. You can also help paint the mural under the artist's direction. There are open community paint times on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays every week through the end of June. You can just drop by during the paint times or call to reserve a time slot. And you don't need to be an artist to participate. People between the ages of 8 and 80 have been painting, and painting well. So be a part of Lockport's new history and sign up to paint. Mondays between 1 and 3, Tuesdays between 6 and 8 p.m., and Thursdays between 11 and 1. Call 815-552-4265 to reserve a time. Another artist we've had the pleasure of working with is Sam Love, who takes poetry written by local residents and converts it to public art. He's working right now on an installation under the 9th Street Bridge, and something I wrote has been included. To get involved, you should attend, if you'd like, one of his monthly poetry workshops at the Lockport branch. The next one is Saturday, June 30th, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. He makes writing poetry fun. Check him out. You'll be glad you did. You know, every summer we try to host some interesting live animal shows, just like Amy was talking about a little bit ago. Coming up on Tuesday, June 26th, we are looking forward to the Incredible Bats Show at 7 p.m. You will learn and see bats up close and personal. I know that I've had bats on the brain since I heard about the rabid bat found in Oak Lawn on June 1st. I can assure you, though, that the bats at this program are disease-free. Coming up on June 28th, we'll be offering a brand new computer class, an introduction to Google Drive, during which you'll learn all about the collaborative share features of this resource. The class is at 2 p.m. in our computer lab, and registration is required. Just call the library. Lastly, I want to tell you about a very exciting program to have fun and explore. It's an opportunity to have fun and explore the popular locked room mystery phenomenon sweeping the country. And that would be the escape room, of course. Yes, we'll lock you in a room, sort of. But don't worry, you won't have to do any physical stunts to get out. It's a mind game of solving puzzles, riddles, and thinking on your feet. You and your group will have 30 minutes to escape. And if you don't, we'll let you out anyways. And if you do, you'll get bragging rights. It's on Saturday, July 13th, with time slots available on the hour between 11:30 a.m. and 3:30 p.m. So get a group of your friends and family together and prepare to have some fun at the library. And lastly, it's not too late to sign up for the Summer Reading Challenge, which goes through July 13th. You read anyways, so now you'll get incentives for reading, including a free book and a chance to win some fabulous prizes. Do it today. There's a lot of other things going on at the Lockport branch that I don't have time to tell you about today, but always check out our event calendar or talk to anyone at the branch about what's coming up. Thanks, Jenny.
Thanks, Pat. That sounds great. That locked room sounds really interesting. So fun. And moving on, we have Bev Krakovec, branch manager at our Romeoville branch. So hold on just a